Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
And tonight on The Huddle, we have Bill Ralston. Evening, Bill.
G'day.
And Josie Pagani in our Wellington studio. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
First to you, Josie. Did it stun you?
Jaw-dropping, shocking, classy act, I'd have to say. Look, no hint of pressure. He's left when he's on top of his game. You're right. A lot of I've seen internal polling where his the shine has slightly coming off his favourability levels, but nothing that would seriously worry him. For a third term prime minister, he's been doing very well. And look, all the polls I've seen, Nationals on top, roughly around below 50%. Labour's been flatlining around top 20s, mid 20s. So, you know, he's going out. He's doing what he's always done, Larry. All of us are at work now thinking, actually, to hell with work. I just want to go to the beach. And he's gone, yeah, me too.
Right, yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah,
I mean, he's managed to sort of, you know, get the zeitgeist, and you have to hand it to him. But I would say, yes, he's been the most politically successful politician ever in our history, I would say, rather than having a legacy for anything he actually did. And look, you look at what he did. He set up Sarah, partial privatisation of the energy companies, a bill to deal with left luggage at the airport. It's not exactly earth-shatteringly historic, but you're right. Politically, he's been the most successful prime minister we've had.
Coping with the GFC, coping with the Christchurch earthquake.
Pike River.
You know, there was some pretty major stuff went in there.
That's right. That's right. But I mean, you'd have to say, though, Bill, that they started with a good surplus handed to them when the GFC hit. And that helped, you know, and even Bill English has acknowledged that. And look, I would say that Bill English has done a good job as Minister of Finance. I don't think he's transformed the economy. We're still a third world country selling third world products. But he has managed the economy well.
All right, so Bill, I thought the departure was a class act.
It was.
We're getting all this conspiracy stuff about Broner told him. Actually, who cares?
No, look, most of it is just nutsville.
Well, who cares?
I mean, the rumours, and
it's time to go. You know?
I have heard rumour after rumour today. All of them, by and large, as far as I know, are complete and utter crap. Don't believe the rumours you hear. The guy is done. Look, he's done the hard yards in September. I had a fundraiser for my ill-fated council expedition where I wanted to get some money. And Key had flown in that day from abroad, you know, overseas in the States for a while. And it was 8 o'clock at night, and he came into the fundraiser, which is why the people were there and hopefully giving us some cash. He looked exhausted. He looked tired, but he spoke to the 20-odd people in the room. He moved around. He did the thing. You know, it is the toughest job in the world. And also for him, I'm amazingly grateful because he actually bothered to do it. You know,
but
I'd
you know
be home
I'd
in front
say,
of the
Bill,
fire with my feet up.
I'd say that he's one thing that he's done as leader of the National Party, which you'd have to admire. He has taken the knife to people who have passed their use-by date without any hesitation, and now, as he said, I'm knifing myself down a dark alley.
Yeah.
You know, so he you have to admire that renewal. And they've got people like Nicola Willis in Wellington Central. They've got they've poached Nick Leggett for Munna. You know, that there is a sense of renewal. And the problem that Labor's going to have, and Winston, I was just listening to him, that the research I've seen shows that Labor's only way through was to be the new face. You know, most people want to give somebody else a go. They just don't think that Labor's ready for government.
Well, that's
so
the
they've
reason.
Lost their chance now because it'll look a new Prime Minister, new Minister of Finance. It's going to be hard to get oxygen. They're going to struggle to get political oxygen. It's all going to be about who's in the new cabinet, you know, who are the PM's choices, who's the deputy.
Well, that reshuffle.
This is not great for the
opposition. Reshuffle is the reason he made the movement now to do it. He had to make the movement now. He couldn't reshuffle his own cabinet and then resign.